Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republican state lawmakers are at odds over tax cuts in the state budget. Republican leaders want to use a portion of the state's projected $4.3 billion surplus on a tax cut before tackling the next state budget. Evers has concerns. During a WISP politics luncheon in Madison this week, the Democratic governor said that doesn't make sense in light of the current uncertainty in Washington, D.C. Evers said he'd be likely such a tax cut if it reaches his desk prior to a completed two-year state budget. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court justice and state superintendent of public instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said Wednesday that not many are paying attention. The poll found 39% of respondents say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race, 42% say some, and 19% admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, it's half that. Only 18% have heard a lot, 47% a little, and 35% nothing. The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underle is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette poll was released yesterday. A group backed by billionaire Elon Musk is behind a new set of attack ads and text messages targeting voters just weeks ahead of the election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It employs a battleground state strategy used last year against Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. It's the latest example of how Musk's extraordinary wealth has been used to promote the Republican Party's political interests. In this case, it's for ideological control of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential swing states. The April 1st election will determine whether liberals maintain their 4-3 majority on the court. Veterans who have been abruptly fired from federal jobs say they feel betrayed by the Trump administration's dramatic downsizing of government. Nathan Hooven, who voted for Trump in November, lost his job last month as an inventory management specialist at the Salem VA Medical Center in Virginia. He says the administration didn't take the time to think about veterans who have served their country. Hooven and other veterans also say they're particularly angered by how they were fired in an email that cited inadequate job performance despite receiving positive reviews while they were working. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. It gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underle says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for increased funding for staffing at the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories. On Tuesday, Call and a group of state legislators called for $2.7 million of the state budget to hire for an additional 19 positions in the labs. There are just three crime labs across the state to cover the forensic evidence needs of law enforcement authorities in 72 counties. Officials say they've seen long backlogs in processing evidence, causing lengthy delays in court proceedings for serious cases. Opioid deaths are on the decline in Wisconsin as settlement funding from national litigation streams in. The funding has been used for harm reduction efforts, public awareness campaigns, and school-based prevention programs across the state. Thanks to those efforts, officials say opioid deaths in the state last June fell to their lowest levels since April of 2020. Wisconsin will have received about $780 million from the various settlements by 2028. 30% goes to state programs, with the rest going to local programs.